Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. It is. We have a lot of callers, a lot of traffic. Tuesday is like our Friday. We get it in all crazy. I'm expecting a lot of people to call in and showing love. Shout out to my boy, Fresh Boy Sino, Petey Crack, Mansion Tut. But of course, Big Man. What's up, Jamel? CEO, boss, king. I know y'all on the high, X Squad doing their thing. What's good with you?
Doing what I'm supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? You know, adjusting my comfort.
That was a CEO. I don't know. His call disappeared, but everybody else who's on the line, if you want to say hello, just press the number 1 on your phone, and I'll definitely open you up to come and show off with us. We're going to have some fun tonight. Shout out to my girl, Baby Doll. She's doing it real big next Thursday. Next Thursday, come down to the Copa Cabana, Girl Kissing Girls Day, something. I don't know. It's real fresh on my Facebook. I'm H-O-N-E-S-T, period, P-H-I-R-E. Check out my recent pictures, and you'll see the flyer for it. But we're going to go into a little bit of music while we wait for all the special people I have to call in tonight. Hopefully Demel comes in. I'm going to go ahead and call and get him back on the line because X-Squad is doing it real, real big. Big ups to everybody working real hard. Real quick, we're going to shout out Dollar the General and my nigga G-Stacks. You see me, motherfucker. So we shine, y'all.
You see me, motherfucker, real up attention. And I went those up and down, cause we always give it. You see me, motherfucker, take a look at our wrist, of course, the diamonds always shine, cause we give them all lit. You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. And then niggas ballin' like this. You see me, motherfucker, more money, more crime, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on me. They didn't want to fuck me, now they throw me the Gucci. Then everything changed when they see me in that Louis. And I don't even pop them, I just let them give me chewy. Send them back to their hubby like, nigga, don't touch me. I'm smooth like a Barbie hoe, flying like a bird. Get ballin' like an underarm, fresh as a deodorant. Top down, no tennis, everybody know it's him. Black on black, try to hold it down.
But you don't notice him.
Rock star lifestyle, Mike, don't make it fit. Don't bring your white socks, nigga, I take a fit. All that ice out, everybody know I'm rich. I never wipe out who the shit. That nigga Dollar, that's all them hoes hollering. My money flip a dick, your money model seeing. She don't suck it right, but she take a lot of dick. If a coupe still a little loose, you know what it is.
I'm a motherfucker, real up resistant. And I went up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah. You see me, motherfucker,
take a look at our wrist, of course the diamonds always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
Yeah. You see me, more money, motherfucker, I'm rich. And then dead nigga ballin' like this.
Hey. You see me, motherfucker,
more money, more crime, more.
Hello, I know you see me, I'm everywhere you go. You wanna be me, but you can't be me, no. I'm eating Wheaties, and I'm about to grow. And if I'm tricking now, then I'm about to blow. I'm like a fine bitch, I'm in my prime bitch. I only want a pretty girl and she a prime chick. 1970, so I'm okay, that's my fit. Niggas can't fuck with me, I
move, roll, fly shit.
Two so high, stretch, Louis shoes, stop it. Somewhere in the tropics, plane ride,
driving
in the cockpit, back to the project,
hope by
the boat load. 19
objects.
Get it? I ain't gotta tell you what the time track. We doing numbers like a time match. Big head, Ben, big head, lens, big red. You looking through the smoke, you can spot me. You see me, motherfucker, real up resistant. And I went up and down, cause we always get bent.
Yeah.
You see me, motherfucker, take a look at our wrist, of course the diamonds always shining, cause we keep them on lit.
More money, motherfucker, I'm rich. Ain't a dead nigga ballin' like this.
Hey, you see me, motherfucker?
More money, more crimes, more clips. Wanna hate, nigga, hate on
yeah,
me.
I know you see me.
I know you see me, motherfucker. It's real live. Hey, you like my Fridays, like my Saturday. Everybody comes through. I appreciate all the downloads. I appreciate all the support. We going all the way in. Philly is going hard. I swear to God, we're surrounded by so much motherfucking talent right now. I feel like it's just, we could just wipe it off and just share with the whack motherfuckers. But big ups to my stars for tonight. My guests include, of course, most famous Petey Crack, Fresh Hope. Welcome back.
What's up, baby? Thank you. What's the dough?
Definitely going hard, getting ready to give you some of this Philly shine, show you off with a whole bunch of other talented motherfuckers who working hard.
No doubt. I know they listening right now. I know they all tuned in. I got to keep in mind that how many people that's actually really tuned
can,
in right now.
You could curse.
I've been trying to really watch my mouth though lately.
We on the internet. We going to have some fun. We got some fun topics for tonight.
No doubt.
Showing love to Philly, my baby, Fresh Boy, Cino, Gillionaires Entertainment in the building, and also Mason Mansion Touch. Excuse me. Oh, he got history, too. Niggas don't know. We going to find out tonight. New shit from Petey Crack. Oh, my goodness. Big up.
Yeah. What's up, baby? What that? You're not ready, Jank?
Oh, yeah. We definitely got You Not Ready. Already played it on Sunday. Been rocking More Towels for, like, forever. That's, like, our favorite. I don't know. All the women love that song. I know I'm one of them. But as big as you. I haven't seen you, actually, since we were at Fluid Nightclub. Me, Shelly, Tommy Brown.
I remember that.
Real big,
yeah,
real
good.
Yeah,
I was real wasted that night, too. I remember that night. I was crazy wasted. Yeah.
I got pictures and everything, so...
Yeah, but I had some brown shit on, right?
Brown shit on, yes, you did. All right,
yeah, no doubt. I remember that. That's just to let you know I remember that night.
That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Yeah, definitely we make history in Philly. Like, when you're surrounded by thorough individuals, yeah, you can remember shit from 2 years later, 2 years ago. It was like 2 years ago, May or something.
Yeah, no doubt. And, yo, it's $2 Tuesdays, too, so we sliding out. I got my man Shaw with me from Harlem. We about to ride all around the city and just go do us on $2 Tuesdays. What you looking for, baby?
And you also got an event this Saturday.
Yeah, I got the party at Club Plush. I'm glad you brought that up. It's my welcome home party at Plush at 8th and Callahill, and it's going to be crazy. It's this Saturday, the 15th, it's going to be stupid. You know, I want everybody to come out, Delaware, Chester, Jersey, North Philly, South Philly, West Philly, wherever the hell you at. If you in Washington, you listening, or New York, Baltimore, and all that, just drive down, man. It's going to be stupid. Doors open up at 11. You get in free before 11, but I know most people don't give a fuck about that. They want to come when it's popping, so I see y'all there around 12:31.
Some certain clubs you won't get in, y'all know. Some people right. Still ain't showing up. Definitely big up to you. Are you, like, what's new with you? Like, has anything changed with your perspective since you've been locked up? Like, cause for those that don't know, like, we've missed you. Like,
damn, that's what's up. I appreciate that. Yeah, a lot changed. You know, we human, so, you know, I'm going to grow as a man. You know what I mean? It's been 2 years I was away. So I needed them 2 years to really reflect. I didn't need it really in that building, but if that's the place that it took for me to, you know what I'm saying, to get my shit together, I reflect on my life, you know what I mean, and what I have and with how fast it could be taken away. But I was blessed to get back out of there and back. I'm right back in the same blessed position I was in before all that shit happened. So it was just a quick little reminder, you know what I mean, of reality to me, you know what I'm saying, and the things that I'm blessed with. So I'm back in the stew, and we back to just killing shit. I've been murdering shit left and right. You're going to hear all this shit real soon. June, I'm going to drop the mixtape in June. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but you know. Once y'all hear about that new P-Crack mixtape, you're going to notice the new shit. Like, yo, Crack new shit is out. You're going to hear about it.
Well, definitely we're going to promote it. Philly Shine, I've been promoting you all day. Shout out to Buck Bandit, TVMagazine.YolaSite.com. We've been promoting all day.
My bad, baby. Shout out to Raina that lined this up for me alongside with a whole bunch of other shit. Yeah, she's been riding hard with me, so shout out to you, Rain. I appreciate you, baby. I got you.
She's definitely like a BFF, like a serious businesswoman, so I got wide open arms for her. And, like, as you can, I want you to get to know me because I've changed since the past 2 years. I'm inspired. I've been promoting like crazy. I got wide open arms. Also, my star at 11:15 and on the show is Gillionaire Cino. So we got some music from him. Welcome to the show, Gillionaire.
Good.
Hey, shout out to Gillionaire. What up, homie?
What's up? Ain't nothing, you know.
No doubt.
Speaking of, we got all you guys on the line. The phone lines is crazy. I got you open, Reno. We got ACL in the building. 317 in the building, 484, she's late. Everybody in the building, we're going to have fun. And actually, the topic for tonight, now that everybody is in around, we got everybody on deck. Shout out to Great Dane.
Hey, hold on. One thing. Petey, keep banging niggas out.
Please, go on.
Good looking, baby. Good looking, man.
Like, when it comes to the city, you know, I'll play you in my world when I'm hopping out on people and all that. Like, yeah, keep banging on people.
Good looking, man. I'm on it. I swear I'm on it, man. Not only do I owe it to the streets and the fans, but I really owe it to myself because I've been doing this shit for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I owe it to myself I owe it to that young boy that used to want to BP crack, you know what I'm saying, when I was 12. And I'm
That's
here,
real.
You know what I'm saying? So I owe
That's
it to him.
That's what's up. And I asked you not to cut me off anymore, Stino. It was a cool cutoff, but we don't respect everybody, especially if somebody is talking. Because in Philly Shine, I have like 30, 40 people mic open at once. We all have to respect each other. We keep
no
moving.
Doubt.
But what I was saying is the topic for tonight is, what's the fastest you've ever made a person bust? And what's the fastest you ever finished a track? Because, like, I try to keep it, you know, we have a little sexual topic, and then, of course, we keep it with the music. So I'm going to let everybody think about what you want to answer, because it goes in. Philly Shine is going crazy. Like, we've gone all the way deep in.
No doubt. I like the topic. I like the topic, and I like the mixture of the topics as far as blending the rap with the sexual shit, because they do go hand in hand, because that's mostly what I do. I rap and fuck, so they go together pretty
more
good.
More towels. I'm ready to play more towels. We want to hear. No. I'm going to give, since it's like 40 people online, and then I got everybody texting me, everybody's online, we about to check out the chat room. I'm going to give everybody Not Ready since it's new. Can you tell us something about the track?
Keep it funky with you. That was like, ring, ring, you did. That was the first joint that was the last joint I wrote before I got released. And it was so fresh in my head that turned out to be the first joint that I laid as soon as I got home. And it just seemed right to lay because it was just like, you're not ready. And that's how I was feeling, like, yo, you're not ready for this new shit I'm about to drop. So that was perfect to just drop. And then my man had that beat. Shout out to E-Tunes did the beat. And everything just worked out good. He threw the beat on, and I went right in, and the energy was there. So I didn't plan to do that thing.
I need to play that joint you did with Shelly Ano and GB. I swear to fucking God, that's my shit. You like, fuck,
I fucked with that. I fucked with that, so I ain't hear that in a while. You need to play that.
I got it, yo. If I don't get it for tonight, because it's in my CD, I got CDs all over the place. We hold it down. Definitely going out to GB, Shelly Ano. But this is Not Ready. We're going to get into the topic. Think about it. How fast have you been? I want the girls, because I can, most of the time, if I got a topic, I can relate to it. I got some shit, too, to say. So think about it. How fast have you made your partner? But I'm not ready. What's up, Prince?
Hey yo, it's been a long time, baby. I know they wonder if I still got it. What you say? What you say? I still got it. Now let's boogie. You're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. You're not ready. No, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. You're not ready. The rock in the bottle, choking the models, dropping the lot, pull out, chain follow, hollows in the tweaker, $1,000 sneakers. My bottle froze up like I got him out the freezer. Life's like a movie, bright like a Coogee. Don't in the jacuzzi. Why don't amuse me? Don't nothing amaze me. Ho, jump in the shady, blow us all crazy, squeeze and be crazy. Pocket full of mugger, chain full of ice, closet full of juggy, safe full of white, PD in the players, kiwi green gators. Later it be another flavor, cause it ain't nothing but paper. I'm gon' spin it, Lamborghini I'm with it, and I ain't gon' tin it, I ain't gon' rim it, I'm just gon' push it, push it, blow a woofer, pull up to the club, let the bras in, butch it up, you know the M.O., Alibaba limo, stretch range rizzles, like five in a rizzo, big cloud of chronic, Patron Lama tonic, Philly most wanted like my name bubonic. And you're not ready, no you're not ready, no you're not ready, no you're not ready, you're not ready, no you're not ready, no you're not ready, you're not ready. Got the world in my palm, earling off dime, twirling up some bombs, college grand on my arm, I'm from the north side, horse ride by, catch a girl eye, head full of horse hide, my girl Mo fly, Mo L.I.G. all fitting, I so right, no nigga, you won't get it, she won't stop, she won't cheat, I own heat, I'm gon' squeeze, you gon' bleed, roll up on me, you won't leave, you won't live, Patron Fist, Lamont Twist, Stallone Rift, Rocky Balboa, Stone Bliss, Glenn
glimmering gleam, shimmering bling. Remember the name, Trizzy, I just remember your team. Getting your bang, brain, thanks in the sustain. Resented for fame, but now I'm just in it to injure your frame. Ring is gon' rain, John Wayne. Couldn't stand the rain at the thing when the flames exchange. You know, you're not ready, no, you're not ready. No, you're not ready, no, you're not ready. You're not ready, no, you're not ready. No, you're not ready, no, you're not ready. You're not ready, no, you're not ready. No, you're not ready, no, you're not ready. You're not ready, no, you're not ready. No, you're not ready, uh-uh, you're not ready. Woo, I'm back. Don't get mad, get glad. Philadelphia's finest. Pete Crack, 2010, a mile gone. Hey, and let me thank all the fans for still riding with a player. I will not let you down, trust me. Ring, 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 ring.
That shit already. Petey Craig, live on Philly Shine. It's going down. Appreciate everybody in the chat, in the car log. Switchboard's crazy. Press 1 if you want to come and show off and join in on the topic. But I'm about to go. That's not ready. We should say E-Class. Who produced the track?
E-Tones.
Oh, E-Tones. That's my people that follow on Twitter. Just
yeah,
like
good
how you
people.
Spell it. E-T-U-N-Z-E, I think.
Yeah,
E-Tunes. How can people get in touch with you to do, like, a collab or whatever? Are you doing any collabs? Like,
yeah, they gave me they gave me on my Gmail.
Shout out to Gmail.
All right. Gmail is intenseprince@gmail.com. That's I-N-T-E-N-S-E. intenseprince@gmail.com. Spelled the exact same way that intenseprince is spelled, at Gmail.
That's what's up. Keeping it simple. That's what's up. Much respect to you. Much love.
No doubt. Much love to you. I appreciate you. You know what I mean? You know, blasting that drink off for me because I'm really pulling that drink right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Honest.
Yes, Damel. That's the CEO of XY DJs on my company.
I know about Petey Crack. Petey Crack did a song with my cousin. Who your cousin? I'm Corey, our cousin.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's my peoples.
I did a
drink with Ock back in the day.
Yeah, Corey, Ock, y'all used to kill it.
Yeah, back when he was spinning, I didn't do a drink with him, but I did a drink. He cut it up and scratched it and did all some fly shit to it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Corey, Ock used to be in O'Palmer's crazy every fucking club. We all know he a legend and a freak, but I think he's reformed now, ain't he, Mel? He was fucking every one of my girlfriends. Like, it was like, I was a young buck. And, like, he kind of, like, taught me, like, don't even go that route. Like, they're going to treat you bad. So, shout out to Corey. I'm the family man now. We put him out there. Fuck out of here.
hey, Mama, what's up with the topic, though? Let's not
the
forget.
Topic. I'm about to go in. You know, everybody's very excited. I appreciate everybody being excited. You are a star. I feel like you put on for the city, you know what I'm saying, along with a lot of other people. But the topic is, how fast have you finished the track? No. First topic is, how fast have you made a woman bust? Like, Petey Crack, don't hold back.
I'm not going to hold back. There have been times, sometimes I had to work hard and put the twerk in, you know what I mean, when you fucking with the pros, but then sometimes it'd be them joints that just never really had nobody make it like sliver the dick in them, like sliver. I do the sliver. where it go left to right, right to left to right before it hit the back. I go left to right about 7 times before it even hit bottom. And the sliver will ain't make you bust from the rip. The sliver.
So from the rip, like
from the rip, but not all
7 strokes. 7 strokes and the girl is coming. That's what you're trying to say, like.
No, I didn't say 7 strokes. I said I slither in it 7 times before it hit the bottom, and that's gonna make you bust. But that's not with all joints. That's with the young joints that ain't really ready. They not ready. But the pros, I got the legs back in the press. I'm gonna put some work in, you know, and fill them out and find the spots and shit. I'm gonna keep it funky. We don't work with everybody. You know what I mean?
You gotta find a spot. I feel like you do gotta find a spot. I vouch for that. Certain people, got that joint and just a touch it right there. You be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you know, some people are compatible, though. Some people are just naturally compatible. You know what I mean? Like, they, like the body parts, like, my jaw might just fit right in your, inside you, like, nice and, like, super right, like it was made for each other. You ever got that feeling you think you're in love? You're like, damn, this shit was made for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't made for you, and it ain't your pussy, but it's just yours right then and there. I don't think
like when you first fuck a person, like you be like, I ain't gonna say that, because it has been sometimes you first have sex with a person, you're like, the fuck out of here. But
wow.
Can you answer that question? No. Have you ever? How long did it take for niggas? Have niggas made you bust in the rip, or do it take
now,
time? What's going on?
I'm gonna answer the question. Like for me, I'm a very sensitive person, so it don't take me much to come. Like if we're about to have sex or whatever, I'm already feeling you enough. I know that you've already done everything that I want, and like. I'm gonna come a bunch of times. So for a girl, like I also said this on my Facebook status, and in the song, like women can keep coming. Like a man doesn't know anything about a multiple orgasm. Like we can come back to back to back, and it's crazy. But what I was gonna say, like how fast have I made a man come? And I'm not talking about on like a guy being like nervous and just. You know, he's just busting or whatever, but I don't have a problem on top. I'm a problem. Like, I'm a problem on top. It's like, I don't know if it's because I have a big butt or I don't know what it is, like, because of how I work out, but I'm a problem on top. I'm going to have you screaming my name if I'm on top.
Hey, yo, hold up, though. Is you a problem? Because women always say that, but then when
I'm
I get them,
problem.
When I get them, yo, I always hear that, but when I get them, and I do my shit on them, it's not that much of a problem no more
Petey,
like I thought
Petey,
it was.
Petey. I don't know if you're going to give me. I ain't going to say you're going to give me, but I know I'm a problem. I'm about to be honest.
I got backbone from the Dungeon family waiting to talk to you on Petey Crack.
Oh, all right, definitely. We got a lot of people on the line. We want to holler at Backbone. Tell Backbone to hit up the switchboard, 646-929-0172.
He already on there.
Well, what number
He's
is it? He's
a 678 number.
There's no 678. I got 347-484-267-215 out the ass. Shout out to Jersey in the building, too. Definitely.
He wanted to know all about Philly.
Yeah, tell him to tune into the archive show. Philly Shine is going down. We've had topics all crazy. When I was talking about techniques, we had people calling in telling us their techniques to put the man and the woman over the edge. We had a one girl call and she said, I just choke on a dick. Like, that's all I do. And, like, she just came and she's like, all I do is just choke on it. That's get them rock hard. She said, they can bust in her mouth. She went all the way in.
Yo, that would do it. Yo, that'd do it.
That'd do it to a certain extent.
That makes the ego be bouncing off the wall after that. Don't
the ego was jerked off.
Yo, you can't. Don't gag on my shit not once. My ego will be bouncing off the fucking wall. One gag.
But wait a minute. We got some callers calling in real quick. I'm going to get to you callers after I ask Fresh Boy Cino. Now, you're a very handsome guy. You know what I'm saying? I say a very talented rapper. He's come out to my event every first Sunday. Mill Creek is popping. It used to be 70% niggas at my parties. I ain't going to lie. But now the ladies come out. What for the ladies there, Cino?
They was there.
They was there. All over the place.
They was there. They don't call me Fresh Boy for nothing. They was there.
Now, I don't play. My promotion's crazy. But, Cino, you, how fast? What's the fastest you made a girl come? Do you got a slither in, like, I like that word, slipper. After you said
I like that word, too. But,
I like that word.
So I don't get in trouble, I just say the average, like,
oh, my gosh. All this trouble stuff. Listen.
I feel like
you got to make, I'm not trying to get nobody in trouble. What you trying to say? You don't make your mate come past?
I don't get in trouble. I just keep it at the average. I don't get in trouble. I just keep it at the average. That's what I said a minute and a half. The ones that know that's under a minute, they can call in. I want them to verify.
Oh, well, yeah. Go ahead. You can go ahead and get your get your people to call in. I don't know if I could get the guys to call in to say how I had them bitching up. I don't know. What a man. What you going up to that PD if a girl had you and she ride you or whatever, got her ass slapping on you or whatever it is that's driving you crazy, got you making faces, trying to pull her hair. Would you admit to that?
I would. It's nothing to be ashamed of, but I would be proud to say that I got a bitch that could do that to me.
Exactly.
You know what?
That's
what
I'm saying.
It's hard to find that.
We got sailor sex on the show.
That's why I said I keep it at an average. I keep it at an average. For the simple fact, you know, like, shit, it goes high, go down. Like, they know.
That's what's up. Now, Petey, what about how fast can you lay a track? Like, what's the fastest you got a song done? I heard about that time when you went to South Philly, then with S5, and then when y'all did that track together, it was just like you walked the door and just laid your verse. But I mean,
I'm going to keep it funky with you. Only reason I be running through the joints real quick is because I practice at home. I shove them up. And any nigga that tell you that he don't practice, that's real sharp, is lying his fucking ass off. Because every real sharp nigga that you had in the game, them niggas is they in the crib sharpening that blade up on a regular with the beats playing while they getting dressed. I've been doing this for a long time. That's how you stay sharp. So I get to the studio, I lay flip size verse in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, because I was so sharp at writing 16s. Because I write, when I'm home practicing, I write like 32s, and I write long verses, so it's nothing for me to lay a 16. You know what I mean? I write 16s fast. So I just come from years of just crafting and sharpening the blade up. So I do it in 5 minutes. I'm about to lay something right now. It's going to be about 5 minutes.
You know what? I appreciate your honesty. And then I feel like if you don't work on it, like, what do you expect to get out of it? Let's go into these callers a little bit. Like I said, if you guys, I see it's all crazy on the line. If you want to say something, just press the number 1 on your keypad. Then I'll know that you can open up your line. I know people like to just listen. But we do have one out of y'all who wants to say hello. Shout out to 484-375. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? 484?
Hello?
Is that you, Jazz?
Hello?
I guess we lost the caller. But we have another one, 267-972. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267-972. Hello?
These phones is fucked up.
I don't know. Maybe they still got me. Take your phone off of you. 267-972. You just pressed 1. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Marissa Kelly. What's up, Honest?
Hey, Marissa.
Oh.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I've
been
good.
Listening for a while.
So I'm good. I'm good. I'm sitting here. I got the Prince, Petey Crack, your boy, Gillionaire Cena on the line. Whole bunch
I hear you got my boy Cena on the line. I hear you got Petey on the line, too. I'm over here cracking up listening to y'all talk.
Right, we gotta keep it funky with you.
Well, yeah, we be keeping funky, and like you being a very professional banging artist, like when I tell you when she came to Diamond Spotlight, she killed the stage. Like it was like 1 o'clock or like 1:30 or something. You just brought the whole crowd back. They like, damn. How fast you all going to soft? You know how I treat the ladies way better than the men. Like I treat you guys like y'all. Like to be treated, but women.
I love it.
I go soft on this, you know. But I'm going to go first with you. Like, what's the fastest that you've ever laid a track in the studio?
It's a little bit different with R&B because it's so complicated, but a good song that came out good, it was like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Like an hour and a half, a good song.
I know what you mean.
You know,
R&B.
From front to back. But R&B gets so complicated with, you know what I'm saying? An hour and a half getting something really good out is pretty good.
All right. So now we're going to go into the other topic question. How was the fastest you've ever made a guy come? Like, you
well, you know, honey. Well, Guinness Book style, probably.
I'm excited. I think everybody's had that happen to them. Like,
yeah. No, but all I can say.
I want a guy to tell me if they didn't. I don't know, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. Well, all I can say is the method. I depend on my Kegels. That's all I have to say. I do Kegels at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you don't know what a Kegel is, then you must know what it is immediately, and that will give you that bowl constructor grip down there, that kung fu grip down there. So very fast.
I got to Google that.
All right, Kegel is an exercise that a woman do where she contracts the vagina to keep the muscles, I guess, firm.
Controllable and very tight.
Controllable tight. I don't know too much about it, but listen to this. When you're doing exercises, do a Kegel because what it does is it strengthens the abdominal floor. So, like, the bottom of your abdomen is also connected to that muscle. So
yes, tell them, girl.
Yeah, I've noticed during my workouts or whatever, my stomach is getting, like, smaller because I do Kegels while I sit up. All right.
Yes. You're probably doing Kegels now.
I'm doing them now. I mean, why not?
I mean, hey.
Who likes to, I mean, you got to keep your pussy clean, keep it empty of, you know, like, bullshit. Like, I don't douche, but I Kegel, like. Fresh.
Yes,
oh, we were talking about some other stuff. We having fun on tonight. We got Fresh Borsino, Cash on deck. Check it out. Philly Shine. We're going to get back to
definitely. I finally made it out of the booth in time to call in and catch everything.
Thank you. Philly Shine,
we do. the grab bone fresh, don't touch me. Hey, think you hoes grab bone fresh, get money. I'm a gillionaire, my girl, your name's so official. The hope of Bristol's so mental, I'm still holding pistols. Leaving out the mall, receipts look like rolls of tissue. Steaming out the car, weed smoking, rolls the windows. Take this game, ball like a saw, the bros, they like giving brain. Of course, I'm a boss, I'm hard like Mike Lemonade. No, all talk, I smoke, I'm nice with them things. Got a license to bang, if I don't start shooting. I just pay niggas to do it like Mark Cuban. I just play niggas like music, they talk fluent BS. I see that these rejects up and they clean next, so we just.
On deck for a fresh boy Fino. We still in the building. We gotta get this topic fired up a little bit. We got some other callers on deck. We got Petey Crack on the line, a whole bunch of beautiful stars. Marissa Kay just bless me. I love her. I'm one of her biggest fans. Weird.
Yeah.
But Petey.
What's up, Petey?
I wanna know, like, I'm gonna ask you this question. Can you tell me, like, what is your favorite song that you've done? And then I'm gonna tell you what mine is.
Damn, that's a hard one. That's a real hard one.
You don't have a favorite?
I really don't got a favorite, but I'm gonna think I got one of my I can't say it's one favorite, but it's one of my favorites. And it's the joint Temporary Relief off the State Property album. Drink. Every time I'm in the building, they feeling me all crazy.
That's
just made a million a center with your lady. That's one of my favorite drinks right there. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's definitely that shit.
That's one of my personal.
That's my shit.
Yeah, that's one of my personal. And the only reason that I like it is because I could really tolerate listening to that, because I'm real hard on myself, and a lot of my shit, I don't want to hear it over and over again. But I expect so much more from myself. You know what I'm saying? You know, I try to make something better than that. But that's one that I could listen to right now, and that's about 5 years ago. And still, I still love that drink. So, you know, I fucks with that. All right.
Is that the show it for?
Huh?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was just with my sorry, Petey.
Yeah,
but,
I thought you hung up and shit. I'm like, hold up, what the fuck happened?
I'm here with you, Petey. My girl Jamie from Arizona.
Yeah, I'm on the air right now too. You know, during a song, I had to, you know, trying to work in Manson set on the lines over there. I'm so hoarse, man. My voice.
Tell
is
him
hoarse,
to call my phone. He has to call my phone.
Okay, I got you. Shout out to all my peoples in Philly. I got some people checking in from Philly on my show right now too. So what's up?
All right, big ups, G. Millie. But, Petey, I'm going to let you go ahead and get into work. Like, we're going to talk more about your party at Plush this Saturday. I know you were on to the emotional reaction stage play, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. I promise, Rain, I'm going to try my best to make it there. So I'm really going to try to make it there.
I need dates, because me and my sister, Seema, we're bringing like 10 men with us. Like, we want some Foxy Brown, Who You With shit. I want to get carried into emotional reactions and say great. Like, Seema's a light bright, and then I'm the chocolate one. So, you know what I mean? We try to get thorough, banging dates. So, I don't know if you. No disrespect to nobody's girl, but we need dates. Like, I don't care.
I mean, we could roll out together. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Peak Crack
could be your date for the night there. You know, I don't mind. I don't mind going with you. I seen your picture on MySpace and Facebook.
You see me in person.
That.
Shut up.
I know, but I was looking on the MySpace because it just hit me when I read the text. I inspired. I said, hold up. I know her. Yeah, I do know her now. Yeah, I just talked to you online.
Yeah, you did. You definitely did.
Right. Even though I was a little late with my responses. You hit me like last month, and I just hit you back. But my bad.
It's definitely cool. I appreciate how humble you are in person. Like, when I met you years ago, I expected you to be one of them regular other whatever. I ain't even going to talk about who I expect you to be like, but I swear you are this shit in person. Like, you were, like, real chilling. We did the interview with Headbanger Entertainment, Shelliano. I held the camera. I was taking pictures of y'all. We was all talking, busting up. That was much love. But we're going to let him get into work. He's going to come back. Check out a little bit of my music. And everybody on the line, I'm going to all y'all. I need to know, can you make people bust fast? Check this out. Philly Shine.
What they do it, what they do it, what they do it.
In the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get them out of the way. Not a bitch, not a nigga. Nobody. Reppin' X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating nigga. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season cheddar, cheese time, cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is sending with the AC winning. Then and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This is what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This is what we doin', making music, building music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with.
To the last hour of Philly Shine. It's going to be more entertaining, more fun. I'm about to go into some of these callers, see what's good with them. Mansion Tut just called in, so I got my other star in the building, Fresh Boy Cino, is still with us. We showing off. PD said he'll be back. Welcome to the show, Mansion.
What's good?
I heard you have some history with you. We're going to talk about it. And I know this is not going to be the first time that I'm going to have you on Philly Shine. So we're going to welcome in some of these callers. Callers, if you want to say hello, press the number one, and I'll definitely open up your line. I'm going to get this other caller back in. We tried to get you earlier, 484-375. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 484-375. We're going to leave you open because you called back and you pressed the number one. So whenever you're ready, I got you. 267-694, welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Brandy calling from Bristol.
This is who?
Brandy.
Brandy, welcome to the show tonight. What brings you to the show?
Just showing my boy Cino some love.
I know that's right. Well, we will talk to Cino some more. That's why he's calling in, Brandy. 484, that's you?
Hello?
Welcome to the show. Which name are you calling from?
Hello, what's up? Hello?
What's your name? Hello?
Yeah, I'm Lisa. I'm calling from A-Town.
You have from A-Town? You calling for Fresh Boy also?
Yes, I am. That's my brother. I got his nieces and nephew there. We represent them in out of town.
I know that's right. So you heard when we played Stacks on Deck, showing them love?
Oh, of course. That's my brother. That's my little brother.
That's your little brother.
Yeah.
All right, that's so. Thank you for the love, and you can keep listening in. We want to talk a little bit more with Fresh Forcino and Mansion Sight, and we will see what's up with Petey. And I also got some new music from my boy B West Music. Shout out to him. He's doing real big things with a blog. Google him. You know what I mean? It's that simple. Sometimes that's how it is. Cino.
Good.
What's coming up for you? Can we please know what's like up next for you?
I got the mixtape coming out. First mixtape, history in the making. You know, Cash on Deck. You know, produced by my man Brady Star from DC. I got Private Dance. You know, for my boy 9 Diamonds from Cali. I got my boy Badmouth on it. You know, it's like my partner in crime. We banging out hits after hits. You know, who else? I got Super Old Star on it.
What's the release for this? What's the release and what's the name of the project?
History in the Making.
No, when is the release for it?
June. Yeah, we rocking June. I've been knocking out so quick, like only been working on it for a month. Songs just coming, so you know, first one. We gonna push the June.
History in the Making. I know I'm gonna get on that. Shout out to my boy Great Dane. He just pressed the number one. Who's is on speaker? Are you on speaker or is that you, Mansion?
No.
Who's on speaker?
I'm on speaker.
That's you, Mansion?
Nizar. That's boy.
See, no, take your phone off speaker, please.
Got you.
Thank you. I'm going to bring in the head nigga in charge.
No, I'm just always on. I can't hit it, like, you know.
Yeah, big ups. Thank you so much for your patience.
All night.
We will get into Mansion because I got some of your music, too. I want to talk about some of these features and some of the history that you're making, but I also got to show Fresh Boy Cino some love with the boy Great Dane. Welcome back to Philly Shine. What's up with you? What's up, boy?
What's good? What's up, boss?
I'm here, man. You know, seeing what's really good. We here holding it down, Philly Shine.
How did you team up with Cino? Like, can you please tell us that? Because, like, I feel like you're very professional. You're a thorough man, and then he has like very good music. You said you're from Bristol. How did it connect? How did the connection come?
I'm from Frank, so I knew his brother Rick used to cross the street from me, and I'm gonna say as soon as seeing guy like out of high school, I'm gonna say. I don't know, he had to be 19 years old. And his brother, at the time I was rapping, you know, I was doing my rap thing at the time. And he asked me off a tape. Now, this is how old it was. It was a cassette tape, and I still got this shit today. No bullshit. So it's the first
man,
thing I ever seen.
Age, man.
Yeah, nah, this was a while ago. So, you know what I mean? He in his 20s now. He in his mid-20s now. So, passed the tape off. They were spitting for some candy. He was killing that shit. Him and his boys, ATM. Shout out to ATM back in the day. And it was ironic because it wasn't too long after I got that. He actually moved down to Frankfurt. So he was been in Frankfurt for a minute. We linked up. I started
long
managing.
Long story short, please.
So
I still got to ask you the topic question.
So we went to the we started. I managed him when he was with ATM. You know, that fell through. You know, I got back with him. We got back together. We linked up later on the road. And right now, shit has just been magic. Like, left from day one to now.
Speaking of magic, like, come on, man. Don't act shy like you don't know what it is on this show. Like, please don't.
I got to tell a story.
You gotta just tell her like you. I know how you went in before. We ain't gonna go about it. Y'all got to check the archive show to find out how he's answered past topic questions. You know what I mean? Like how fast have you made a girl bust? Like
wow, real talk. It was a situation. You know, The fastest
long story
I was
short, I know how you get.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get into it. You know, we was doing the foreplay thing real happy. And then, you know, she did one of your joints. She hopped up on top. But as soon as she hopped on top, she slid down. She hit the bottom. And it was raining. So I was in shock at first. I'm like, damn. Like, I ain't gonna do nothing. But, you know, it made a nigga feel good. So, you know, we went into that multiple thing you was talking about, and you know the rest is history. So,
you know, that's my twist.
Shout out to multiple organs.
Yeah, that's my twist. It's not how fast, it's how many times. That's my twist. Like, you know.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Like, you got to. Yeah. We gonna play another track from my boy Fresh Boy Cino. Then I gotta get into my hour with Mansion Tut. Like, I told Millie I had you for midnight on. I'm sorry you were trying to call in the switch for a blog talk. You're acting stupid nowadays. They want you to pay more money for blah, blah, blah that you ain't had to pay for before. But it's cool. I'm an old head on this joint. But we want to show some love to Fresh Bocino. Then I got to get to talk to Mansion. Like, Mansion, I feel like I've read your bio. I've Googled you. You know, I've seen the new Summertime video. I feel like you have a lot really to offer this show, and I want to welcome you back to do a second show.
Okay.
So we want to go in. Fresh Boy Cino, what song I like more from you? They're doing One Thing Crazy.
Thank you.
I like Let's Go. I'm going to go into
thank
One Thing.
Let's Go, that's me.
Everybody
that's me
like
all day.
I like this One Thing, One
everybody
Thing.
Everybody like that? Yeah.
Everybody like to say one thing. I like multiple things, but I ain't just
I like multiple things, too.
I like multiple
you
things.
Tell you I do one thing a couple times. Like, I don't only do one thing. Yeah, I do a couple things.
Reader's a coke, getting nervous now. I'm turning down y'all slide through. H1N1, I'm a gang swine flu. Been had my tips up ever since high school. Sophomore, more soft, better get dying too. Never hit drive through, I be out, fly me out. Now my neighbors minding y'all, cause I'm known for rocking out. I'm doing one thing, they tell me I'm the hottest out. I just give a modest smile, can't nobody stop us now. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing, I'm doing one thing. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing. I'm doing one thing, I'm doing one thing. My youngest hustling, soft money rushing in. I'm like powder with powder, moving without touching it. Lane's wondering what place I'll be coming in. It look like I'm last, cause I laugh those I run against. Corrupting ticks like the government and loving it. MK Ultra, I taught her how to gun the stick. Disgusting prick, you be tonguing it. Flip after flip, I don't quit, I'm in the same old buster end. You struggling, you about as soft as the oven mitt. I pick niggas off like a bunch of lint. Born alone, die alone, die them like a domino. Try to ride and get the bird in your face like Fabio. Homicide, murderous ways, even my mama know. Now imagine how many times I made my father roll. I'm doing one thing and haters trying to stop my flow. But can't nobody knock the flow, now fall back and jock the low. When it come to making this money, I'm doing one thing. 40 cal away from my tummy, I'm doing one thing. You can either hate me or love me, I'm doing one thing.
Multiple things. We checking up on the callers. Shout out to Fresh Borsino. That song is definitely official. Great Dane in the building.
Yeah.
That's produced by the president of North Jersey.
Okay. Big ass North Jersey. Big ass everybody in the building showing love. We want to check in on some callers. And everybody in the building, if you want to say something, just press the number one. I'm going to open you up. This is my Saturday night show. We go in tonight. 412-761. You've been listening for a while. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 412-761. Okay. Well, Philly. Well, 412, you want to say hello?
Hello.
412. Yes. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 412. Hello. I want to say hello. Okay.
I think she wacked
up.
It's cool,
I think
now. We're gonna talk about it. Maybe they try to make somebody come. You never know what they're doing. But 215-596. You live in the club. Who they?
215-596.
I'm a fool. I keep snagging my. Oh, we were wild tonight, but it's cool. Definitely shout out to everybody listening in. We got, because I'm trying to get into this topic. Come on, where is my fun regular callers? Like, no, I love all the new people, too.
That's what I'm waiting for.
267-984. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rock Boy. I'm calling to give my man Fresh Boy Cino a shout out.
What's good?
Yo. ATM, shouting out ATM. Everybody.
I was the lead of the Gilly and all that now, but yeah. Flow.
What's the story, Rock?
Yo.
You called in, Rock. You got to do the story.
What you mean?
Well, definitely. Big ups. Big ups to everybody in the building. Also checking in. I got my motherfucking King of West Philly. I feel like he the king of the world some goddamn time. Shout out to Shelly Anno Corporation CEO. Welcome back to Philly Shine, brother. What's good? Shelly Anno? Okay. Fuck it. My press one. I don't know. But we got Buck Bandit Reno back up on the line with us.
You already know.
We about to get to know him. What better way to get to know a person after all of them drop calls than playing some motherfucking music? Mansion, tell us, like, this track you have with Jadakiss. Give us a little lead-in for it. Tell us how it came about.
Man, this drink called Poppin'. That's a drink that came about. I was writing for a nigga over on Atlantic. You know what I'm saying? And they ran out of money. So I told him to make something happen. So, you know what I mean? We went over D-Block. Shout out to Poops. Went over D-Block. And, you know, I said, let me hear something. They put it up. I said, that's payment enough. Boy Legend. That verse will do. That's how they came about. They gave me the record. You know, the boy that was on there took him off the song. I wrote his verse, too. Took him off the song. And I'm moving with it.
Yo. When I hear stuff like this, I say, I feel like I'm on the right track because I'm interviewing Trick Daddy a couple weeks ago. That was like one of the realest niggas I've ever talked to in a long time.
Yeah.
He said, you gotta be real. Like, give me the fuck. Give it to me. This shit is popping.
Yeah.
I love this track, y'all. He said it's payment enough. I feel like I'll be
payment enough, you know. Shout out to D-Block, man. Shout out to D-Block, man. Shout out to Pools. Pools, you know, Pools made sure I ate while I was over there. You know what I'm saying? Niggas let me work out in their little gym and all that. They was real good dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no personal relationship with Jadakiss. That ain't my man. We don't sit and thumb wrestle together. They poured the verse up. I laid down my verse. And then after that, I kept the record and I moved with it.
Moving. Silly Shine, y'all. Pop it. Check it out.
Getting money flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money popping and locking. Getting money flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money popping and locking. Getting money flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money popping and locking. Getting money flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money popping.
Running your town GT with a Mac and a couple Macs. The trunk, you go in a duffel bag. A couple parts behind me, a couple jags. A couple air on some board, a couple rags. You know me, I get low in a nice town. Play the kitchen fire low till it's light brown. Keep a muffle so the Mac make a light sound. This bag normally come with a nightgown. And please believe me, 800 keys or more. I can feed about 30 Jeezys. No, I'm here to help the hustlers get by. They old balls fell off like C's when Big die.
Damn.
To get it to them fast, popcorn and the war powder. M4 turn most boys to war flowers. Y'all in the way, we bringing that guapin'. Sue boy, I'm bringing, popping and locking.
I'm popping and locking. Getting money, flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money, popping and locking.
I got the mask, glove, Scully, yo. I'm staying at a chick's crib. The work is in the telly, though. The 40, the desert, the Dutchie, and the juice guard. My ID, couple of dollars for a boost card. Hit the club, they thinking I'm just doing the walkthrough. In actuality, I'm who they really need to talk to. Hollywood, that's sick. You can cheat that. Whatever you getting them for now, I could beat that. Nobody's doing the boy harm. Besides that, they see the D-Block on my forearms. And slide back, Splash telling me to chill. PD telling me I'm good. Love being around wild people, cause I'm from the hood. Y'all playing around with it. We getting that guapin'. You know what else we doing with it. Popping and locking.
I'm popping and locking.
Getting money, flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money, popping and locking. Getting money, flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money, popping and locking. Getting money, flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money, popping and locking. Getting money, flipping dough, I'm popping and locking. Getting money, popping.
Shout out to some real shit. Good eyes. He got the music done. Payment.
I like how he kept it 100 too. A lot of niggas would have been like, yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was in there with Kiss and we was blowing together, and you know what happened was, you know what I'm saying? He said, yo, you need to get on this track with me. And a lot of people would have, yeah, you kept it 100. I like that.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely people definitely be on some crying bullshit. Oh, yeah, I know Jada Kiss.
We supposed to be chilling next week, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We supposed to be chilling next week. But you ain't here on Philly Shine, like, my goodness. Like, we
you know, first and foremost, man, I wanna say thanks for having me. I heard a lot about you. You know what I'm saying? You know,
fire.
I don't know why we ain't meet up sooner, but we here and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's just like we do know a lot of the same people, but
yeah.
I be on a million, like, just running out. But,
yeah.
And when my people tap me on my shoulder, I be like, oh, hell yeah. Like, let's go. Showing so much love to Petey Crack. Y'all heard of him this Saturday. Plush Nightclub is going down. Also, this Friday, get your tickets because I get to perform and chill for a night. I'm getting fucked up. I'm performing with Shelly Ano, Pretty Ricky, Concrete Hills in the Building, Reese Rollway, Kyrie the Barber.
Yeah, they sexy.
215-200-7554. Hit me up. Get your tickets. 2 for $25. It's going down. No sneakers. No Tims. We're going to be in our nice shit. I'm going to change my clothes like 6 times that night. I like to do that. I got so much clothes. Like, why not? Had fun changing clothes. But that was popping by my boy Mansion Tut. Like, I love having, like, really talented artists coming through the building. Can you tell me, like, how do you find yourself where you are right now? Has it been, like, a steady climb? Is it something, like, how could you, I mean, because, like, I feel like you're a star. I haven't met you right now, but just even... I think I heard you was on the DJ Razor Blade show. I'm like, phenomenal, just listening to you, just how professional you are. It's just like crazy. And
yeah,
also you're
that.
Real.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you.
How was that?
I don't really know how to answer the whole where you at, because I don't really look at that whole. See, this whole, you got to understand, like, I view this whole internet shit as gay. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really look at this shit and be like, you know, motherfucker looking at this shit talking about he a star because people know him off the internet. Like, them people make my stomach hurt. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, at the level it's at right now, is at a real embryo level right now, man. Is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is baby stages. You know, a few people know my name, but, you know, until the,
now,
you know, until the
I'm
people.
Now, I guess I'm going to be more specific.
Right.
I'm not talking about your fan base or your internet presence. I'm talking about
me, period. Okay,
you,
man, I don't know.
You.
I don't know. That's
like, I rarely know anybody who wake up, like, banging, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Have you, how did you start? Let me just say it like this. How did you start off, like, with rapping? Are you the same rapper you were 4 years ago or when you first started today?
No, not at all. I didn't really start taking rap serious until January of last year. Like, and that's, I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't have no MySpace, no Facebook, no nothing. Like, I just really started taking it serious a year and a few months ago. So, no, I mean, I always wrote little shit, you know, but I never really took it super serious. So, no, of course not. I wasn't the same artist.
Yeah, the same artist. But could you say, like, what was the trend? What was the change for you? Like, what made you transform from just sitting in the background to wanting to show how thorough you are?
I don't even really, I think it just got to be honest with you, it came to a point where it's either, you know, it's either you do something. I mean, anybody that do it from the muscle understand this. I mean, you get to a point in your life where either you're going to die out here in these streets, or you about to need commissary for a couple consecutive life sentences, or you can get into something positive. And where I'm from, I mean, shit, if you don't know how to, if you ain't got a mean jump shot, you ain't got no bars, you know what I'm saying? You know, you ain't go to college, it's a rat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is what I come from because my family did this. So it was only natural because I've been around it for so long, it was only natural that I went into that area because this is what my family did all my life since I was a little boy.
See, that's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, like my family started Philadelphia hip hop. You know, my last name is Goodman. And anybody that's listening right now, anybody that's from West Philly or Philly period, know exactly what the Goodmans did. That's Lawrence Goodman, that's Dana Goodman, Karan Goodman. They know what the Goodmans did. The Goodmans birthed Philly hip hop. So this is what I come from. So that's the cloth I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So when you talk about me being who I am, the man that I am, I carry a huge legacy with me. So I can't conduct myself like the other clowns do.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
So
no disrespect to Ronald McDonald if he offended, but it is what it is.
Fuck it. Like, it is what it is. Like you said, like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We're going to show some love to my people. Like, I got a lot of great music in here, and not just from Philly. We're going to get in, and, like, don't forget the topic for the night. All the callers, if you want to get in on it, I see y'all chilling. Y'all not pressing the number one. I got you back open, Sino. You with me, you riding with me for the rest of the night for how long you going to stay on. Got you, boy. Fresh boy, Sino. But I show love to everybody. Shout out to XY DJs. We spread out all over the country. Oh, my goodness. It's so official. So I got to show love to my boy in ATL, also an entrepreneur. Download Zeus Beat for your iPhone application and iTunes application. You can record your whole shit right from wherever you are. And he's definitely a talented rapper. I forget who he said the producer is on this joint, but he's famous too. This is just over. One of my favorites. Check it out, y'all. Street Lotto.
Okay.
And the topic.
Yeah. Lotto.
You all.
Please forgive me of my sins.
You too, man.
Take the pain away.
Black Benz with the black on black rims. It's over. Tint with the halogenic gleam. It's over. Baby girl say she wanna take a spin. It's over. Recession up the bed. Where you been? It's over. Luai know it's over. JB know it's over. DJ Dana Raymond, Tommy V know it's over. What you niggas know about lottery? I thought I told you. Lotto been a rider. Lotto is a roller. General, Lotto got them soldiers. Niggas slept on Lotto, then they showed up with the folder. Lotto get you open, yet and still he is a closer. You ain't about your money, I thought you don't approach him. Approach him, that nigga's back away. Back away, that nigga's back away. Get off that weak shit like every day is Saturday. If you can't relate, then I suggest that you go right away. We're gonna line with money like we're posted. Poster, falling in the club with
I think I'm on my last glass. Speed limit 60 and I'm 40 miles past that. My nigga passed that. Lotto, that's that good. I'm off that yak, I'm off that wish a nigga would. 100 haters on that wish a nigga could shit. Old school on 23s, guess I'm on that bullshit. A classic, 69 Chevelle. I'm getting to the money, little buddy, can't you tell? I tell, I'm doing it the long way. Look like, smell like, money cause it's on me. Shorty say I'm stuck up, I be out there phony. Now she wanna win the lotto, baby, before she didn't know me. Getting money like we're poster. Falling in the club with the bottles getting told up. Grab a cigarette full of dice and then we post up. Grab the baddest part. Black Benz with the black on black rims. It's gold, it's with the halogenic gleam. It's gold, baby girl say she wanna take a spin. It's gold, recession over.
So we're back on the air. We're back on the air. There was street lotto. Get paid some type of fucking way, right, Mansion?
Yeah.
Mansion was like, oh, that'll be payment. I'll take that payment. Give me your fucking safe. Give me that shit off your desk.
You know
payment.
Something?
Yeah.
You know something? You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I think a lot of artists understand what it's supposed to be, but they just cowards. And they so scared of being blackballed or so scared of rubbing somebody the wrong way that they just get fucked all day. They know better, though. They know better. They're just cowards. They know better.
You kept it all the way real.
They know better. You know what I'm saying? But it's just that, you know, yeah they're going to hide behind, I didn't know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you get caught with a homo, you're going to say you ain't know it was a dude. Yeah, but you knew better, though. You know what I'm saying? You knew you weren't supposed to give up all your publishing. You knew you weren't supposed to sign nothing. But you did it because you were a coward.
Yeah, like, you know what, I feel like it takes so much strength because even as a woman, I'm like, certain situations that I have to deal with being the small popularity that I have now, be scary as shit, niggas be putting, like, all this money in front of you and they put a dick on top of it and they just be drawing this, and you have to say no. But then there's certain girls be like, what, bitch, I take it. I'm like, go ahead, go get fucked in the ass. Like it's
you know something, though? Yo, I was told that what you walk away from is going to determine what you walk into.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I know
I'm saying?
That's
so,
great.
You know, you can't be scared to miss opportunities because all money ain't good money.
I know, that's right.
You know what
definitely
I'm saying?
It ain't. Definitely
you know, so
it ain't.
You know, to be honest with you, man, I just don't move by the same rules everybody else move by. You know what I'm saying? And that's not that. I know that may sound different to people who have never heard me talk. That's not arrogance enough, and I simply don't give a fuck. You're going to give me what's mine, or the show stop right here.
I say shit like that all the time. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know, a coward dies a thousand deaths, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, when you know what I mean? Like, any artist that's out there listening, man, like, motherfuckers tell you they're going to do something, hold them accountable. At the end of the day, as an artist, you held accountable. If you bring some whack shit to the table, you got a million fake-ass managers and people sitting around talking about they don't like that song. Artists need to start telling these fake-ass managers and all these other people who in the way, yo, I don't like your business tactics.
I don't like your business tactics.
Yeah, I don't like your business. You don't do good business, so I'm not going to do business. I'm not going to do good business with you. You know, I'm not going to do business with you. And that's the way, you know, I think a lot of artists think like hoes. They move around and it's like, yo, who wanna fuck me? No, nobody say I wanna get money and I'm a business. They say I'm a hoe. Yo, when you wanna fuck me? How much you giving me? How much you wanna give me? And I think that's, you know, if, you know, we have more artists to say, yo, this is what I deserve. This is my self-worth and I want this. I demand this. You hear a lot less of them stories.
Mm-hmm. And then I feel like even if you're an artist and if you're going to present yourself like you're worth something. And I think that's like a self-esteem issue, because certain, that is like, I feel like certain holes and smut mentality or whatever is because you don't feel like you deserve more. But see, like me, I don't know if anybody's seen, like who's listening right now, like I have real fat ass. It used to be 60 inches around.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, damn. It used to be 60 inches around, like, and my waist was only, like, 30, still the same that it is now, like, 32 or whatever, 30 now. But I'm about, like, I think I'm about, like, 49 inches around now. I've lost, like, 11 inches.
Yeah, you're about 50.
I'm not 50. All right, whatever. But either way, like, I could be, you know what I mean, shaking my ass, and, like, my homies, Dana October, who I think has the greatest show in the world. It's, like, so informative, Dana October. Please Google him, DanaSlate.net. Ask Dadon on YouTube for the new video blogs. I'm addicted to them, too. But, like, certain people, they think that it's cool to, like, get slapped on your ass with dollars and shit. Like,
why not?
No, because, like, at the end of the day, how are you going to feel? All you got, you sitting there, ass, all right.
You going to feel $1 richer.
Now, I got an 11-year-old son, just to show y'all how much of an old head I feel like I am. And, like, I've been drinking before I was supposed to, you know what I'm saying, and chilling with people. But beyond me, I've had, like, some real thorough old heads who always said, nah, this is a better deal. But I remember one day being, like, 18, and my girlfriend was bartending at the Piccadilly, which is a strip club in Philly or whatever. And I'm walking in the joint. It's like my first strip club or whatever that I've ever been in. And I remember just this guy with $1 in his hand slapping his bitch ass over and fucking over again. And I'm just like, that could never be me. That would never, ever fucking dollar. Like, you've been in here to slap my ass with, like, millions of dollars, not even millions. I don't even want, don't slap me, because I'm going to hit you the fuck back and rob you or something. Like, I just really don't think that you have to stoop to those levels, and you have to make sure that you are, you know what I mean, securing yourself. And a lot of artists do say, oh, I didn't know that this was business. One person after another I've heard complain, taking shit deal after another. I even had my one homie say that somebody tried to sign him to $25,000 a year as a record contract. I'm like, niggas at McDonald's make more than that. Like, oh, how dare you disrespect me if I can say that shit. But it's certain people who I've heard took
$20,000.
That's sad right there. That's sad.
You ain't got to.
It's so many sad people out there. That's what they do.
Yo,
no, they
you
want,
know what?
They want the spotlight.
My old head told me one time, man, I know y'all know him as a dude called Luck. Man, they call Luck.
What's up, Mojuana?
Can you mute your background on DJ Big Talk?
Hold on.
DJ Big Talk, we just bore him in on the line. But go ahead, mate, Mansion, finish what you were saying.
Always told me one day, he said, yo, this dude called a man they call Lux, man, did a whole lot in the city. You know what I'm saying? Real thoroughbred, man. And he said, yo, and I asked him one day, he was supposed to sign with Teddy Riley. I never forget this, man. I said, yo, so what happened, man? Why didn't he sign? He was trying to get signed for a long time, and I always thought he was nice. And he said, and I said, what, you not hot? Like, what's the problem? He said, yo, older rappers don't not get in because they not hot. They don't get in because they know too much.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know, the motherfuckers you see, is no coincidence that the people you see on TV probably can't read a fourth grade book.
Exactly.
So when you listen to these rappers talk, and I'm going to respect your show because I will name names, but I'm going to respect your show.
You know what? For fucking Reno and for the fact that we could be real, I don't give a fuck no
we
more.
We keep it 100 out on
I care less.
When you hear these rappers talk, it's not a
is not a reflection of their region. It's a reflection of how stupid and retarded they are. That's why you'd be like, why the fuck did he write that? Because he's retarded. The reason why he's on, you don't listen. The reason why you are here, somebody on a radio that you say, what the fuck is this? Versus over somebody super talented like, let me see. I don't want to name no names because you know how rappers is late on. Yeah, he said I was nice in his interview and this and the third and you know with the little gay shit. But whatever.
Yeah,
I'm saying you know.
We
promoting you. You hear real hot rapper. You hear real hot rapper, but then you hear somebody you know that's just trash. It is because that person was weak. That person was able to get taken advantage of, not because they played the game. They was politically correct. Not because they was nice. But because they know they can take advantage of them. They know that they can take all of their money and then make them sleep on bunk beds.
Right.
They know they can't do that to somebody who's cracked the book or somebody who understands the game. So they stay away from them people. And then they go sign the idiots.
Right.
The ones who say, listen, all I want is, you know, yo, man, pick me up a nice little, yo, give me an Escalade and cop me a chain and a body.
Yeah,
that's
the spotlight.
Street.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The person that they want. They don't want the person to say, wait a minute, when is my release date? And as a matter of fact, every time I sell X amount of units, I'm going to need y'all to bring my advance up and my points up on every album. They be like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Like, come on, now, how the fuck are we supposed to eat if we can't rate you? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the artists, there's a lot of artists that's out there, man, that just, you know, I was blessed to come from the family I came from. You know, because they taught me a whole lot, and they still teach me a whole lot. And I don't have to cloak it. I don't have to run around and act stupid. Cause I really don't give a fuck. I'm going to do what I got to do, irregardless. Like, the A&Rs know I have zero respect for them. They know.
Me
I don't
too.
Give a fuck.
Now, I'm going to say me too, because I'm not going to put out any fucking names. And I'm going to tell everybody who's listening right now, my showcase event is not about A&Rs getting money to put on whoever the fuck they want and we just rob and scam motherfuckers. I don't do that shit. I just charge y'all $10, $15, or $20 at the door, depending on the theme. Come out, we're going to have a good time. But they crack me up. They wanna actually say, oh, won't you charge $300 to the artist for the registration fee and tell them they're going to get signed and... That shit don't happen like that.
I'm gonna say, huh? No, it's
that's boy. That's boy. Go ahead.
Yeah, cause like you know that's the first show I did since my man got killed. Like I went through there and it was all love. Like I ain't had that much fun since. True. Like,
at Diamond Spotlight.
I can't even remember. Yes. It's been years since I had that much fun. Like, that was all love. Like, you know, I respect everything you do.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm trying to tell you, like, it'd be people like, won't you just charge them $500 because you know this person? And, like, I've sat in on a whole bunch of rigged competitions next to A&Rs. You know what I mean? I ain't had no affiliation. But, you know, I get to chill with these guys because I know them or whatever. And they ain't paying no attention to you. They not. They drinking. They flirting with me, flirting with her. They don't even care.
Well, a lot of these dudes ain't A&Rs. A lot of these dudes are really interns that go get Chinese food for A&Rs that they send out to these cities. You know what I'm saying? Like, these ain't real A&Rs. And to be honest with you, there's no such thing as an A&R no more.
Yeah.
A&R research people. They go to see who's on BDS, and then they holler at you. A&R was artist development. The last artist that went through artist development was a dude called Game. That's the last person we seen get groomed into an artist. Everybody else come ready-made, already out of the Barbie and Ken box.
And that was a horrible make. Like,
you know,
A&Rs. They should have left Game alone. Like,
what you mean, left him alone for as what?
Not developed him into anything. Like, I mean, this is some real shit.
I like Boy, and the reason why I like Boy is because Boy can actually rap. Boy actually make good music, irregardless of what people think about him personally. Keep it real.
I'm gonna keep it real.
It's a difference when you making music from you and you making music for other people. Like I feel like he should be making music that's him. If that's him, make music for you. Don't play the image thing. No, he want to play the image thing.
I'm not playing his image. I'm gonna say.
No, I'm talking about who you talking about.
I'm from Philly, and I'm gonna be 100. Like I respect. Good music, 1,000,000%. But I'ma also be like, you're fraud ass.
Hold up, man. Wait a minute. 99.9. Wait a minute, man. This is where the game is fucked up at. Cause 99.9% of these rappers are all fucking fraud.
The second I hear your story, I'm not gonna deny your hit. You know what I'm saying? Just the same way with, like, Rick Ross. Like, Rick Ross did a whole lot of fraud shit. And I would never buy his music, but I won't deny
his music.
What
about the person that... But what about the person that tried to get boys pregnant and you've been buying their albums? This is the thing. Okay, they brought up Game did this, and they brought up Rick Ross did this. But there's a lot of people behind these scenes that sit around here, and these boys, they over in the dark touching one another. And people buying the albums and don't know. Like, this shit is smoke and mirrors. These rappers is all fraud. So if you ain't going to like him, you might as well not like nobody.
Guess what I like?
That's how it is.
Some real shit. I live in a fucking tunnel of independent music, and I live in a tunnel of artists who I actually fucking know, who I actually know their grind. I know that they're, you know what I mean, supporting themselves. I know that they're promoting themselves, and we're trying to all grind. The only time I really listen to the radio is for, like, Shamaro on Air. Shout out to you, girl.
Yeah.
I don't really, I'm not into that shit.
The only person I listen to on the air, too.
I'm not paying for shit. I'm not buying the ticket to your concert.
Yeah.
If I can't get in with my niggas, I'm not fucking going.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Because of the fact that, I don't really know you, so I'm not fucking doing what I do. If I'm entertained, I dance to your shit, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just not. Right. I feel like because I'm an artist, too, and at the end of the day, I'm going to be true to myself. And that's because I want my fans to know me as they. I want my peers and everybody who's networking with me to know how real it is. And, like, Game, he cool. I liked him up until he apologized to 50 Cent. Like, how the fuck
I've been doing music and all that, rapping since I was like 6, you know what I mean? But like I got to a point like, you know, I was still in the streets, my whole hood got wiped out. I'm really the last nigga that was in my hood. I mean, like in Frankfurt on my block. So like that's why I'm like, I'm gonna get back into this music, grind out for my hood. I'm pushing everything out, like on Granite Street, like, you know, Glenlock, Dittman, like I'm in that area, like
All right, I was down there on Fillmore next to the projects, Red Brick.
All right,
Shout out. But how about you, Mansion, like, as far as, like, feeling like your grind and, like, the people who you know in this city, and, like, not even in the city, in the rap game, like, how do you feel about coming across a person who can be considered not real? Like, you like, oh... They're not real. Like, people say that about them.
As somebody who around a whole lot of shit, I'm around a lot of shit, man. I don't look at the music business the same no more. Like me trying to look at a rapper and say he and like trying to still look at it from a fan perspective is like Steven Spielberg trying to enjoy a movie. You gonna pick it apart because you understand because you know everything about it. I'm telling you, all of the rappers is like if you really really went on real, you only be listening to Tupac CDs. Like if you really was gonna go on real, we wouldn't be listening to nothing else. And that's not no shot at nobody else because we do got some real niggas
you know what I'm saying, who making music. I just can't think of them. I ain't going to sit here and fraud. Like, you know what I mean? I can't think of them right offhand, but they out there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I honestly feel like the whole shit is smoke and mirrors. I honestly feel like it's entertainment. So when I run across a rapper and I, you know what I'm saying, and he got it, you know, I understand why his face is balled up, and I understand why he got on his, you know, his 30 chains. I understand why, you know, he got on, I understand why he got on, you know, the jeans that look like he probably, you know what I'm saying, like something ain't right. I understand that, and I don't knock it. No, hold on. I don't knock it because
okay.
I understand it. I understand why he needs to do that, so I don't really look at him. And I be in the studio, and they come in, and I look at him. You know what I'm saying? And me and my niggas, we look at him, and we understand. If this wasn't music, that's food. That's a number 9 walking through the door. But
all
this
right.
is music, so we look at it a little different. We say, hey, rapper, that's how he's supposed to act.
You know what?
You know?
I feel you, but I'm going to talk about this, like, to the day I die. I never forget seeing Dave Chappelle on Iconoclast, where it was him and Maya Angelou talking, and they did a view of his stand-up. And he was like, they was all looking for me. They was like, where the fuck Dave Chappelle go? He was like, one day you just get that famous where they invite you into a room, and they got a pile of money on the table, and as soon as you go to reach for it, they put a dick on it. And, and you just like, you want the money, but you're not going to touch the money with the dick on it. And, like, I really feel like I've turned down so much, even as, like I said, in the small popularity I've gotten now, I'm not falling for nobody's money, no white devil, no gun, no nothing. Like, I'm a real bitch from Philadelphia. Like,
yeah.
We get raw on your ass and show you how to. Blank, 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 blank. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to tell on myself ever. But
listen, though. Another thing I want to add, all the people that people consider fake made the best albums in the last 2 years. Everybody, think about it. Think about it. Everybody that everybody's saying is a snitch, he this, he that, and all of these people, they made the best albums. We're all the real niggas. See, this the thing. The real niggas in the game, the real niggas that's in, they making whack music.
It is.
They're making whack. Like, I'm going to be honest. What's the point in being real if you can't make good music to convey what you've been through? I don't believe that you should just be able to, you know, because you got a story, you should be able to get in the booth. Manage somebody, man. You manage to make a whack song every time you get in the booth. Just manage somebody.
Now, it is certain people who are real and they can't put it together. I ain't going to take that away from certain people. But those people really won't get no shine. And if you want to take away from having a rhyme or having your music to actually be relatable, you know what I mean, for people to embrace it, you're falling short as being real, you know what I'm saying? And then even if you're like, oh, I'm so real and getting defensive if somebody didn't like it, I think that's fake too.
You know what real is? You know what real is? Real is when your son ain't got to sell the same drugs you sold on the same corner. That's what real is.
No, no, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Real is when I know my son ain't going to have to visit ICU like I did. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
This shit these niggas is talking about, this real shit, these niggas that get on these DVDs and so I'm real and I'm this, yo, these niggas is sitting on grown men laps in the dark. These niggas is getting, these rappers are being molested.
No.
So all of the people that's listening right now, stop listening to this shit. They lying. They sit around with their DVDs, their little webcams, and they feed y'all this shit. And then you think, oh, this person, no, man, this shit is phony.
Shout out to the phony world.
And if it wasn't, yo, man, and this is, and the sad part is that coming from where we come from the projects, we come from nothing. We're going to gravitate to something because we don't want to be out here.
That's,
you understand what I'm saying?
True.
But real niggas don't choose music. Like, they don't say, you don't just wake up and say, I know where I'm from. You don't wake up and say, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was with a female man, and me and her was real good. Like, she was like, yo, and listen, Millie will tell you this, because I got on the phone as soon as it happened. Me and her was good. We was thorough. She never knew I rapped. ever. I mean, never. This is the relationship we had. We was thorough. Yo, man, she was getting out of my truck, and she turned around and said, "Yeah, I saw your video. It was I've never been that embarrassed in my life, man. Never in my life have I ever been embarrassed that she found out that I rap. So
why? Why were you embarrassed?
Because where I'm from, being a rapper ain't cool. Like that, nobody don't like. That's like a joke. It's like, oh, you a rapper? You know what I'm saying? Like that's not nothing that you walk around and hold on your sleeve. Not where I don't know where other niggas is from, but where I'm from, it wasn't cool to just say you a rapper. You did that, and you know what I'm saying? You kept your little notepads in your shoebox.
I don't know how old you are, but that was back in the day.
Listen, seeing 20 niggas rap on a corner don't make it thorough.
No.
Just because you see a bunch of people doing something don't mean that niggas is taking to that and say that that's cool.
Yeah, but certain people don't take it serious. Like, I used to be, like me, I've been writing since I was 14. So
I was female.
Yeah, you a female.
That's different.
But either way, like,
but when you out here and you hustling, when you out here and you hustling, you don't really want people to look at you as no motherfucking rapper. All right,
I feel you.
You understand what I'm saying? I ain't never worked no 9 to 5. You can check that.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never did no 9 to 5. Girl, you can check that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've been out on these streets since I was 11 years old. You know what I'm saying? So that's not something you want somebody to look at you and say that. You know what I'm saying? Because you still got to do business with people. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day.
Shout out to a real nigga, and I say his reputation precedes him. You know what I'm saying? Petey Crack, like, is the most niggas nigga I've ever heard stories about, and then he always be on some, like, real shit. My niggas ain't coming with me. I ain't going. You know what I'm saying? Like, stories like that. And I think that in times right now where we are revolutionizing our thinking, where people are doing more unity, people are not sitting on niggas' laps and going to orgy parties, bitches is turning down money, you know what I'm saying, and not fucking for money, and women are working for jobs and doing big things, like, we are going to come into a point where it's going to stop, like, because on some real shit, people are finding out how bad it is to eat junk food now, so we are trying to get into, like, a more conscious mind of entertainment, too, because I think it's a lot of people who are, instead of wanting to get fucked in the ass for a deal, they're independently making their own fucking money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Independently making their own fucking moves, own radio shows and showcases at expanded TV magazine .yolasite.com.
Fuck
out of here.
Yeah.
I gotta show love to my boy Petey Crack. We gonna break into some music. We ain't even touched the topic, so we gonna keep the topic going, like, into overtime. But this is me and my girl Jay Raina's favorite song. This is a real nigga. More towels. We gonna check out a little bit of it. Get back into the show. Get more realer, cause like I know niggas who make good songs. Like we go in, we got that fire. I also got that track.
Shout out to Petey Crack, man. I think Petey Crack is Petey always been one of the ones that I felt like had, you know, one of the only Philly dudes I felt had that, you know, like that star potential. And I don't mean had in disrespect for meaning that he'd been booked for a minute, and that's my first time hearing anything. But Petey always had thing with, you know what I mean?
He was on the show on the first hour.
Yeah.
He said he was going to call back, but I'm not sure he's going to be back on Thursday.
Yeah.
Doing collaborations is crazy. But shout out to Eye of the Storm real fast. I'm going to connect everybody. Like, this show has had everybody on it. Shout out to Warren G who's called.
Mm-hmm.
We had Drag on the show, G-Dep.
Shout out to Drag, man. Shout out to Drag. Drag
everybody,
shouted me out too, man. So shout out to Drag, man.
We got a lot of love, but this
yeah.
is my shit. We're going to get, because like the topic is, how fast have you made a girl bust? I got to ask you that question, Mr. Real Mansion. I got to ask you. But we're going to play a little bit of Eye of the Storm. This is my favorite song. It's real freaky and descriptive. Key West, he's on fire. Let me get wet.
Take her out, cause she's outside. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear what I was saying, so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around, from the feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key, and I drop to my knees. That pussy's gooder than a motherfucker, and when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them tats up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ready. Girl, I know you about it.
That's all we
gonna
give him. That first verse goes so hard. Key West, welcome back to the show. Key West, welcome back to the show.
That shit kill me when
yo,
he like, I know
people?
You is.
Yo, shout out to the real girl in the studio. Really recording the song. Like, we will go into the verse. But Key West, I had to bring you in.
She got the business in the studio, too.
So, Key West, every time I hear that, every time I hear that, I be cracking the fuck up. I know you is.
Yo,
yeah,
no. I think that's one of the realest lines, the way you put it. Like, that must stay still. The answer, keep it up. All my girlfriends love it. My models go crazy when they hear this. So they like, did he just say, oh, my goodness.
She like, that's exactly
what
he did.
I don't know if they want to experience the song, they can.
Let me introduce everybody on the line. Mansion, this is my boy Key West, CEO Eye of the Storm Entertainment. Very, 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 very professional, well promoted record company in the city, doing big things left and right. Key West, meet Mansion Tut.
What's good, man? How you feeling?
You heard him? Mansion? Hello? Mansion? I still got him on the line. Maybe he clicked
Hello?
Mansion? Yeah.
I heard everything you said. He said he's from Eye of the Storm. Very, very, very professional. I mean, doing big things in the city. I said, what's up? Salute.
Okay, cool. And then also Buck Bandit Reno. He has Buck Bandit TV Magazine
YolaSite.com.
Definitely goes hard promoting Hot 16. You can check out the website. I'll link everybody all together. And also Gillionaire Ceno, Fresh Boy Ceno on the line. Great Dane, manager, H nigga in charge. We all vibing. Yeah. It's real. But it's that time. Like, y'all know Philly Shine. I think I'm sexy. So talk about sex stuff.
You know why?
Music.
I agree.
Talk about music stuff.
Amen.
You know why I love this show?
Why you love me?
This show remind me of the old Party Line back in the day.
Shut the fuck up. It is nothing like the Party Line.
Yo.
We had one person who talked about something on the day. But it's not.
COD, COD.
Who remembers the Party Line? The Party Line was horrible. Oh, God. No, we will talk about that another show. We ain't got enough time tonight.
That's a different topic right there.
The Party Line, I'll slap you. That'd be super hard. Like, fuck. Hell no. Mansion. I'm going to get it. I'm going to ask you the topic question, then we're going to go into overtime, and I'm going to play the summertime track because I want you to lead into that, too. But we got to go in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's the fastest you've ever made a girl bust a nut? Like, that's a topic question. And then what's the fastest you've ever made a song? Like, we do the sex topic, and we mix it with the music and rub it together and...
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I never really just sat back and stopped watching, you know what I'm saying? But I do remember telling somebody, like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, this shit don't seem like it's lasting 3 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I never really sit back with a stopwatch, you know what I mean? But I do eat pussy with a passion, though. So,
what's up? Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, and I fuck hard. Like, I will, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck like a lion. Like, I will grab you. I will, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely let you know you in a room with an animal. It is what it is. That's real shit, so.
What's wrong with animal fucking? Now, tell us, well, no, all right. Boy,
yeah, that's real shit. Yeah.
That's
real.
But tell us about this summertime track that you did over, and who's the feature on the track?
That's my man, where the summertime, well, you know where summertime came from, Will Smith, and my family found Will Smith, first people to sign Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lawrence L.G. Goodman, you know what I'm saying, Dana Goodman, and they my uncles, and Karan Goodman. And the person that's on the chorus is a dude by the name of Latif. Latif wrote for, Chris Brown. He wrote the joint Teach Me How to Love by Music Soul Child. He wrote, a lot of shit on Hustle and Flow. He got the number 2 song in Japan. Like, if you Google Corey Latif Williams, Japan, you'll see that he got the number 2 song in Japan. So that's who on the chorus.
Market, y'all. Check the market.
That's who on the song.
All right, well, that's what's up. Yeah. This is Mansion Tut featuring Latif. Summertime. You got to do it for the summertime, y'all. And then we all going to open up the lines and show off.
Rappy
the city, sent you plenty of mine. It's Philly mansion, cause I think you feel me love in the summertime.
I'm going out and it's sort of a buzz, yeah.
But back then I didn't really know what it was,
yeah.
But now I see we're getting cracking it. The joint be so bad, it's part of the summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less. The butter soft skin be showing up in tests. I'm talking uptown, North Philly, full of dime beauties. All west, south, west, south Philly, ride with me.
Summertime, yeah, yeah.
Said you plenty of mine, it's Philly mansion,
cause
I think you feel me loving the summertime, yeah.
Getting late and I ain't been outside yet. Hustle out pressure, caught me a low set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Basketball courts in the summer got joints there. Yeah, you see everybody, 33rd and Diamond, I'm with everybody. Up in the bleachers, name got heavy ring. Next to a smoker, he's still everything. The little young bucks, they just came home. We got them swelled up, got they weights on. We having good times, we ain't stressed out. Until a dumb can start knocking the rest out. Back to the block, cookouts popping. Third string cousins, they all dropping. Dice game popping, girls all dressed up. Bump into the bar, but it got you freshed up. Get to the side, in your bag. Whoever sip the most, hit me showing they. That's when you know it's
yo,
electric.
Yo, like, I just came from the studio. I'm feeling it shit now.
We start tripping.
He said, man, what happened?
Don't worry. Time came and ain't no bad. And this is Mansion, new remix of Summer Madness.
I like this.
What up?
My team
shot
out
to Will Smith, man. Thank you for blessing us with classics from the city.
More
Philly.
That was produced by
my brother, man, dude named Zukon, man. He did We Fly High, Jones, and he did Paper Touching Red Cafe, and he did Pussy Poppin' for Ludacris.
Red Cafe was on Philly Shine too before he released his song. Shout out to Red Cafe.
Yeah.
But, I actually opened up everybody's mic. So we got some people who got their phone, the speaker, 267-207-267-588-215-397. You're 215-626-267-968. Of course, Key West, you still in the building. Billionaire Cena. So everybody, all right, roll call. I shout out your number, roll call. You not going to say hello? All right. Well, everybody had their fingers on mute. They didn't want to say anything, but it's interesting. So I'll just open up the line just to stay high.
Hello?
Yes, who's that speaker?
Just that girl,
Ren? Oh, that's the song. What brings you to Philly Town? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philly.
No, I'm a correct bitch, and then we get to y'all. Quick game basketball, what game pass your call? Talk to my man, got touch me, I stab your dog. Nigga, when you fight the floor, no, I got my knife.
They called in to play their shit.
When I start slicing it. Ball sick and still traveling it. If you need that,
come on in.
Come
on, what?
The call is coming to pick your box. You know
that
I'm in
my brain. My shit. I know that song.
Who is playing music? I don't even know what that is. But Shorty was
like, hey, real rap. Like, I don't you know. Cause we all about this paper, never worry about no haters. $3
Somebody,
the blood. Don't make me spaz out. Call spaz, bring the spaz out.
Good night. Join me again Thursday. Who is that playing music?
Who knows? Like, favorite rapper Trey Songz right now. Niggas disappointing me.
Who was that?
This. Oh, right. That's Sane though. Like, that's my favorite rapper right now, Trey Songz. I don't even.
You was playing that music, Sane?
I know. Hell no. I don't even know what that was.
Who else is on the line? We got Sino.
Great Dane.
$3 on the show. Great Dane. Who else on the show?
Wow. Good, right?
Good. HP, don't you got a disconnect button?
What's the number? All right, show's over. Fuck out of here.
Wow.
What's wrong with people? Who's being disrespectful?
I don't know. That's crazy, right?
If anything, Dane. Dane. Hey, Dane, you, Dane. You know I got a lot of haters, right, Dane? You know, Dane, you know I got a lot of haters. But the funny thing about anything, I'm in the streets. I'm in the streets constantly, so. Any haters can holler at me when they see me. Like, niggas know how I rock. Like, I'm still trying to be an artist. Like,
whoever.
Yeah, like, so, I think I caught a bar, too. Yeah.